Words for meals. Last week, I explained about the confusion between dinner and supper. This week, I will explore the many words used in the English language to refer to different meals. Most people only use a few of them. Nobody, unless they are morbidly obese, eats all of these meals. It is important to understand that the names used for the different meals varies greatly depending on the person's social background, class, the time of day, and the size of the meal.